Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm going to say a word. Dr. Phil, you're going to say a word after that. And Ace, you're going to say a word after that. We're just going to keep going until we have a coherent sentence. You guys ready?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So it's not pattern recognition, it's making a sentence. Good to know.
Yeah.
Right.
Orktober
is
spooky
because
I
fuck
pumpkins
in
the
pumpkin hole. That's one word, right?
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
I think that's a coherent sentence as good as that's we're going to get at this point. So
I fuck pumpkins in the pumpkin hole, everybody. Happy October 30, Orktober 31st, ladies and ghouls.
That's how I celebrate every Halloween.
You guys can't see it, but I did turn to the camera and my eyes did glow yellow like in Thriller.
I heard the lightning in the distance.
Yeah, you had the lens cap on though, so we couldn't see that.
Yeah.
So what are you fellas been up to lately?
Writing stories and working a full-time job.
Oh, damn.
I actually had a treat this weekend. My best friend from high school got married to his girlfriend, so.
That's awesome.
Oh my god.
Yeah, got to party it up, get way too drunk. The classic wedding shenanigans.
And then the boy brought you back to life. I saw you in the chat.
I needed the boy. When that happened, I was crossfaded as all hell. And I was like, oh, I wonder what's going on in the Discord. I wonder if everyone's having a good time. And I pulled it up just to see. And there was that fucking smirk. And it just brought me back to life.
So when you when you read the story and you saw that on like page 5, what'd you think?
I didn't know which picture of Macaulay Culkin it was going to be because I had listened to your guys' recording of the story first. So I knew there was a picture, but I was like, what smile is it going to be? Is it going to be him with the gun? Is it going to be like not obviously in the shower where he's screaming, but I was not ready for it to be that specific fucking smirk. He needs to get slapped for that smirk.
I think there was a later version where he was an adult and he recreated the smirk. I wanted to use that one, but I wanted to go with something more iconic instead.
Yeah, no, I think that was a good call. But speaking of friends being high or whatever, last night, a couple of my friends were high. So I was like, hey man, click on this video since you're high. And it was a picture of a cube, but then a skeleton pops out. I was like, nightmare.
Skeletons are kind of that inoffensive Halloween scary guy.
Skeletons are great.
They're not spooky. Well, they are spooky in the sense of spooky, scary skeletons, but like, they're not like Dracula's.
Okay. So I've actually been thinking about this, right? I think that spooky is like, there's a difference between spooky and, like, horror. Because, like, an episode of Scooby-Doo, that's spooky. Yeah. Skeleton dancing, that's spooky. You add even a bit of flesh to that skeleton, that's horror.
That's true. That shoots it up straight from fucking TVY7 to TVMALSV.
Yeah,
like, there's
exactly.
A fucking nudity in this, too. Like, now there's flesh hanging off this skeleton. You don't know what to think. You might act up.
You might discover
something about yourself this Hallowed Eve.
They can redeem it so long as they put the xylophone sound effect in whenever the skeleton falls apart.
The xylophone brings it back down from... brings it back down to just TV-14 at that point.
Yeah, it brings it back down from TV-LGBT.
You're allowed to say fuck once.
I'm glad this doesn't have the same rules, or we'd be a little bit over budget.
Yeah, we'd be... So, have you...
Yeah. Baba Booey.
I was a little slow on that one. I'll be ready next time.
I do, speaking of soundboard suggestions, definitely Seinfeld slap bass.
That's true. I mean, if you want to, like, put that in there, you can. I think you have access to add stuff, because I have access to other, like, servers that I'm in that I'm just a guy in. Mm-hmm. So I'm pretty sure anyone can add a sound, unless the server admin specifically denies you access to that. Which,
yeah,
I have not done.
But, so, how do you got? Do you guys like Halloween? Is it, like, your favorite holiday?
I like Halloween because, like, it's nice. You know, what I don't like is when it's fucking August 12th and you walk into the store and there's just fucking Lewis standing there, that big old pumpkin guy, and then you got all these fucking pumpkins out in August. Like, bruh, give me, like, a few months. Goddamn.
How are you gonna resist the fact that his name is Lewis?
I know what his name is. I've seen the TikTok. I went to my local Target. I wanted to find him, but he wasn't there.
Wait, I'm sorry. How do you know that this man's name is Lewis?
Oh, Ace, you never saw the meme?
No, I don't have TikTok.
Oh my god.
Oh, it infected the other social medias as well, sure. But
I'm gonna send you a link to that.
So what I do have is I have a friend who has TikTok. And then she brings me TikTok she knows that I'll like.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have someone to filter through, because there is so much.
because... I don't know. Not to be old man yells at Cloud about it, but I don't like TikTok. It feels very, like, algorithm-y.
I don't like TikTok
everything.
Either, but here's on a YouTube short of what we're referring to here. Just for your reference.
I am not a jack-o'-lantern. My name is Lewis.
Oh, I love that guy. He's great.
That's one reason I wish we still had Target up here in Canada. We're a barren country that can't afford
outlook
department stores, apparently. No, they tried to replace Zellers. I don't know if you guys ever had a Zellers, but...
No.
They tried to replace them, and they shit the bed, didn't bring enough stuff to sell, apparently, and went out of business.
That's perplexing, for sure.
Is Zellers the one that was in Scout Pilgrim versus the World, where, like, the deals drove you insane?
This is a deep cut. I don't even know that. Like, I love that movie, but I don't know if Zellers is in it.
No, I'm talking about the comics.
Oh, like, ooh.
I like the movie.
I mean, maybe.
I didn't watch the comics.
They go to, like, a lot of Goodwill stores in the comics. I don't know how many big... Like, I know there's the big fight scene between Knives at the mall at one point with Ramona, but other than that...
Fair. Aw, man, I'm so excited for that anime.
Oh, it's gonna be good.
Oh, it's gonna be insane. It was, like, written for to be an anime. Like, the movie is, like, it has all these effects. Like, everybody's got, like, ultimate attacks and shit.
Yeah, let me pull literal hammer space in a live-action film.
Well, I mean, that's just how that comic is.
Like, which was great, but, like, the fact that it came from a comic book that was referencing, like, art makes a lot more sense. But to go back to the original question, I love Halloween. It's probably my second favorite holiday, just because, you know, you get some time off at Christmas. That kind of bumps it up, but...
Yeah.
There's something about the mood of Halloween. I wish it was slightly less corporate. It's weird how, for an occasion based around buying candy and giving the candy away, how non-corporate Halloween feels, even though everyone's in these super fancy costumes that they spend money on. You know, you could still, in theory, just, you know, toss on a little bit of makeup and call it a day and go on trick-or-treating.
So I like Halloween because it's, like, not a lot of pressure. You know? Halloween's, like, the last holiday in the year, but before the holidays, you know?
Right. It's, like, the start of the end times.
Right, and all the baggage that comes with, you know?
Right, it gets a little chillier. It gets a little fucking, the leaves start falling down, Lewis appears in your local Target, and you know, like, this, like, the year's winding down. This is quarter four of the fiscal year. So, anyway, as far as fucking Halloween specials go, I have one here I'm about to send in the chat here. I just want you to, this one's called The Gay Ghost. I watch this every year. It's definitely a product of its time. Just going, be forewarned. It's a product of its time for sure, but it is, like, when I was, like, a kid, I watched this, I fucking laughed my ass off. Because it was just the funniest shit I could think of. It's from 2009.
Okay.
But just watch that and let me know what you think.
I want to suck your dick. What the fuck? Who's there? Show yourself! I have been dead for centuries, and I love the cock. Ghost! Cock-sucking ghost!
Oh, this is definitely some kid's dorm room.
I want to stick my wiener in your butt.
Yeah, 100%.
Just imagine being like, you got a big test tomorrow, and you just hear this guy fucking screaming at the top of his lungs at 3:18 in the morning.
Oh yeah, this entire dorm building is awake listening to these guys record this.
Yeah. But what gives it away for me that it's a dorm room is the bed height.
Yeah.
You only have that height of bed if you're in college,
right? With the plain white walls, it's a dead giveaway.
Yeah.
What, you don't just keep your bottles of laundry detergent in the middle of your room?
I don't think you understand. Yeah, right.
Are you ready for my spooky cock? No, not the spooky cock. Prepare to experience centuries of penetration. No, Kyle. I swear to God, I'm gonna cut the nose off your face! For real, man! The ghost is right here! He wants to show me his spooky cock! Okay. No more fruit punch before bent! It's not the fruit punch, damn it! The ghost is gonna take advantage of me! Well, don't worry. I'm gonna kill you before that happens if you don't- SHUT THE FUCK UP!
That roommate is definitely, like, when I think about, like, the roommates I had in university, that's a pretty accurate representation. Someone just not giving a shit about any of your problems who's forced to live with you for a while.
Yeah.
He wants to show me his spooky cock! That line alone makes this worth rewatching year after year for me. It never gets old. Like, the rest of this is pretty outdated in terms of humor, but that line will ring out for the rest of my days.
Yeah.
Rent-free. I mean,
yeah.
The only, like, I'll call it YouTube holiday I celebrate of videos I have to watch is every September 21st. Demi Adedibu. I can never get his last name right.
Adedjuibe.
I don't know if you've ever seen them. Where he, like, dances to September 21st every year.
I've never. No.
Do you remember?
I know that song.
He fucking steps it up. I'll send, like, the second last one he ever did. It was probably the best one.
So every year he did this? For how long?
Yeah. It was like 5 or 6 years running.
He stopped recently?
Yeah, he stopped in 2021. He was just like, I can't keep one-upping myself. It's not possible.
That's true. End on a bang. And on a high note. Gotta see all these now. This is amazing.
Yeah, I'll usually just set up the playlist.
You got a tractor trailer and a fucking billboard rented out just for the occasion. Like, he I can see why. Like, if this is the second to last one, I can only imagine what he did for the ultimate final one. Mm-hmm. And, like, the remix is so fucking funny. It's like, today is the 21st of September.
Yeah, there's like one line where it's like, because December is in the song as well. Yeah. So it's like, it is not December. Keep that in mind.
It's not. Is so funny.
Oh yeah, that's great.
I occasionally just kind of fall down a rabbit holes of, like, I need to listen to a bunch of cartoon openings.
Mm-hmm.
Like a bunch of cartoon themes.
DuckTales.
Yeah, DuckTales, Dave the Barbarian, fucking the mask.
And with nothing but a squirrel, some tape, and a microphone, Dave assembled a microphone.
Yeah, aw.
Ah, I'm gonna have to give that show a rewatch. I feel like that's almost like right up that fantasy fiction line of like way of doing things now that I think about it.
I barely watched that show. I've seen like a handful of episodes, but I feel like if I watched it now, I would fall right into it. You mentioned Dave the Barbarian. Have you ever heard of Korgoth the Destroyer or whatever it's called?
No, but I'm gonna be Googling now.
I have it bookmarked. It's that good. Fucking where do I leave it?
Do you mean Korgoth the Barbarian?
Yeah, that's the one. I haven't seen it in a while, but fucking, it's really good.
Is this a fucking Tarkovsky show? It has to be with that art style.
No.
I told you he wouldn't be here.
I'm Matt Dorman. If I have to tell you to one more time.
Wait.
Yeah, it's like a pilot that.
Oh, it's like just one episode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I'll have to give that a watch later.
It's a fucking damn shame, but it's so good. It's literally if fantasy fiction was a TV show, like literally, and this came out years before. So this was just like lurking in the fucking darkness. Like if a pilot like this was sent to Adult Swim now, like I feel like they would have to take it.
Oh, yeah.
The great cities have risen and fallen. Civilization's grip on mankind has grown weak and arthritic. Dark forces seek to renew forgotten covenants, and primordial beasts reclaim the wilderness. Out of the frozen north, a man emerges. A man of a barbaric age, whose merciless savagery may be the only key to his survival. They call him Korgoth.
It's funny how well time has changed how people look at media and how, like, 15 years ago, something like that, like, there's no way it could get produced. But now that...
Like, enough people know about it.
Yeah, there's so much market saturation that, like, at this point, everything is being made, so why not make the crazy, raunchy fantasy show?
Exactly. That's what I'm doing.
Or at the very least, just... Oh my god, it's something original? Fucking thank god.
Yeah, like, I'm not surprised.
The HD remaster of fucking, what's it called? Just any movie that came out in the 80s is getting a reboot for the 90s. Yeah. Fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles has like five of them in the past like decade.
Okay, well, so to be fair, Rise of the TMNT is really fucking
good. They are all pretty good.
Is that the newest one?
Yeah.
But then the Michael Bay one was in the middle. It was the ugly fucking turtles.
Oh, no thank you.
We're out of the dark ages, thankfully.
I'm just glad they took it away from Michael Bay. That guy does a lot of things, but not movies.
Michael Bay should only be allowed to make Bad Boys.
He can keep Transformers. He needs his money.
He's only allowed to make Bad Boys, and if he makes another Transformers movie... he's not allowed to have a character with the fucking Romeo and Juliet law in his pocket. Hey, if I'm in a relationship and I need, a quick little business card about how it's legal, actually...
And, yeah, I get what you mean. And to be like, this is the plot point. Our movie, it just can't exist without this. And it certainly can't exist without Mark Wahlberg and his attempted murder.
Like, for a fucking movie about... aliens from space that turn into cars that fight other aliens from Earth that turn into cars. Like, I feel like the fucking love story side plot doesn't really need to be there for it to be a fucking good movie. It would probably be better without it.
Yeah,
Like, fucking give me the rights to write a fucking Transformers movie. Come on. I get all the boys in the writer's room. We go at it for like 2 nights. And then we just send the script in. They fucking love it.
I would just adapt the one from the 80s cartoon where Wheeljack makes the fucking Dinobots.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, because they're like, oh, man, we need new guys. And then they go to a museum, and then Spike is like, yeah, dinosaurs are pretty cool and marketable. And then Wheeljack's like, I'm going to make an episode happen. Here are my sons.
Not to spoil an entire Transformers movie, but they've already jumped that shark.
Well, the Dinobots were already there. But
all
no,
along.
I want them.
We just
yeah,
didn't
no,
notice.
I want Wheeljack. I want Wheeljack to make them. Those are his sons. He's a father now.
If I were given the full reign to do a Transformers movie, you know what I would do? Every single fucking robot would sound like this.
Hello, my name is Optimus Prime. Autobots, let's roll out.
Every single robot would be voiced by me doing that voice specifically.
And they're dudes in cardboard.
No, I feel like it would be like Michael Bay level, like fucking, like CG and shit.
I'm just picturing like a really shitty old like Ford, like like an old carriage style car, the original like hardtop, and it rolls up and it transforms, and it's just the fucking Tin Man. He fucking loves oil.
I fucking love oil.
He's unstoppable. I love him.
Once you give him that oil, he's cracked out.
When you give that mouse a cookie, he's just gonna want more cookies.
Exactly.
I fucking love oil.
Does that hurt at all, that breathing in talking?
No. I mean, I've been doing it for, I don't want to know how long. Like, I feel like I picked it up around 2019. It's probably when I first gained the ability to do that after practicing enough. And so, like, after 4 years of just doing that voice every once in a while, like, I feel like my body is just able to do it now pretty easily.
You open, like, one day you, like, cut yourself making a sandwich or something. You start bleeding oil. You've been a robot all along. That's why you fucking love oil.
No, what I like telling people is I swallowed a small computer back in 2006.
Oh, just like Finn.
Exactly.
From Adventure Time.
Man, my knowledge, like, I've seen all of Adventure Time and I'm working on Fiona and Cake now. I do not remember a scene where he swallows a computer.
It was just like a joke. Like, remember, like, it was in the season one episode. He starts singing, like, auto-tune.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then they write it off as, oh, remember when I swallowed that small computer? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You don't actually watch him
swallow that tiny computer. That would explain why my pot-addled brain didn't hold on to that scrap of information. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I rewatched on Hulu, I think it was, back when, I don't know if it's still there, but I watched the full 10-season run of Adventure Time there a couple years ago, before all these reboots happened. Like, wasn't there, like, an Adventure Time in space or something before this, Fiona and Cake?
Yeah, the distant lands.
Yeah, something like that.
Well,
with BMO.
Hello, I am BMO.
That's how I remember him sounding.
I fucking love oil.
No, BMO doesn't swear! I throw a chair against the wall.
He's a special little boy.
Yeah, no, Distant Lands was like, alright, the show's over, but here's like some like small little side stories, right?
But
here's
wait, the show's not over yet.
Not quite.
That's what Fiona and Cake is.
It's the continuation, right?
Yeah.
They're all in one big world. I love Adventure Time. I imprinted on that as a kid and never let go. Distant Lands, Obsidian was really nice because Marceline and Princess Bubblegum are very cute together. And fucking, you would have to be a goddamn fool not to see that they were exes.
It's true.
They were what? No, I'm just kidding. I thought they were just friends.
Oh, yeah, you know, you wake up and take a big huff of someone's t-shirt.
My best friend smell, it's what I do every morning.
Yeah, you just take a huge huff of that. That's absolutely platonic right there.
Yeah, totally.
And then Distant Lands ended with, so the last two episodes of Distant Lands are together again in Wizard City, right? And Wizard City is about Peppermint Butler and whatever. But they should have swapped the episodes and end it with Together Again.
I'm glad you said that. It was a crime that Wizard City came up before Together Again. It made no sense. It's like, let's finish with a weird side story about a character that kind of you care about, not the story about how the main characters decide to like do one more adventure.
Yeah, because right. Together Again, Finn and Jake are dead, right? Because, you know, old, and that's what happens to all of us,
right?
And at the end of it, they get reincarnated together because they're fucking brothers and they're a package deal. And it's great being alive with you. And Jake the dog gave up fucking Nirvana for his brother.
That's the true Buddhist way, though. Like, fuck, I don't even care about Nirvana. Like, it's not even that good. Who cares?
Right.
Yeah, doesn't matter. I want to be with my bro. Oh, so beautiful.
Good to know we're talking about the scariest Halloween concept, death.
Exactly.
I mean,
it do come for us all.
Here's the spookiest scenario you can possibly think of, right? Just imagine you're fucking slogging away at your job for like, you got a fucking whole day shift. You drive back home and you go home and then you just fucking die. But then after you die, you wake up and you gotta go back to work.
No!
That's the scariest story ever told right there.
I jump into your arms like Scooby-Doo.
Zoinks, man, we gotta get out of here! Ruh-roh, Ricky!
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, man. Ernest Hemingway. Am I right, fellas?
Right. Or fucking Van Gogh.
Yeah.
Fucking ear and dick sliced off. Aww. Did he take his dick off, too, or was that just a Family Guy thing?
I think that's a Family Guy thing.
It wouldn't surprise me. If he's willing to cut an ear off, he probably might go the extra mile. Who knows?
Ooh, it's... What is this?
It's my ear. Do you like it? You don't like it?
No, I like it. But it's just... Why your ear?
Because I love you.
Well, at least this will be a funny story to tell our kids someday.
Oh, you want kids? Ugh, yikes. I wish you'd told me that before I got you this.
The only famous dick I've ever heard being cut off is Rasputin's, and they have it in a museum.
They have his dick at a museum? Not the rest of his body, just the dick?
Just the dick. It's in a jar, and it's fucking massive.
You should have to collect Dracula's dick in Castlevania 2. That's my hot take.
Wait, you should have to, or you can?
You should have to.
You should have to, yeah.
I've never played. I would like some more context, please.
So Castlevania 2, the setup is that at the end of Castlevania 1...
Is that Simon's Quest?
Yeah, that's Simon's Quest.
Yeah.
Yeah. So at the end of Castlevania 1, Dracula was like, "Fuck you, Simon! Blue, blue, vampire magic! I curse you! I curse you!" And then, so Simon is fucking dying. And he needs to gather the pieces of Dracula that were scattered across the world, bring them together, and kill Dracula again to cure his curse. And the curse is that enemies are stronger at night.
That seems like a pretty mild curse.
So I now understand that he would need to gather that specific piece in order to break the curse, yeah.
Right.
It's not mentioned in the game, but it was attached to something when he picked it up.
Right.
Like, he picked up the torso, and
it was
the
just
dick
dangling.
Was attached. It was dangling down, exactly.
There was no legs, but there was something else.
You also have to collect the parts of Dracula in the inverted castle in Symphony of the Night.
Oh, I've heard of that one. That one's the one that's a classic, right?
Alright, that was the PS1 one,
that,
right?
That's the first Metroidvania, baby.
Unless you count Metroid, of course.
Well, yeah, but that there's no Vania in that. That's Metroid.
Yeah, but the Vania, the Castlevania games have no Metroid in them.
Not until Symphony of the Night, right?
Have you guys ever played fucking... I played this Metroidvania a couple years ago on, like, a road trip. It was, like, the Alien D-Make or something. I forget what it was called. Fuck,
Axiom
it was like a...
Verge?
Something... It was a Metroidvania on the Switch.
Of Axiom Verge.
Did you have a fancy vacuum cleaner gun?
No, you just had regular guns.
Which one are you?
Oh, I'm thinking of Axiom Verge. I don't know. I always felt the art style made it look like he was holding a vacuum cleaner.
Yeah.
I think it is Aliens. Because, like, didn't Tom Cruise do a movie with fucking... That's not it.
Oh, the didn't one with Tom the Cruise giant a... balls?
Sure. But all I know is Tom Cruise has a deal where he is never featured in a video game adaptation of movies that he's in. So they just had a different plot to the movie that was not involved with him, I think is what happens.
What Tom Cruise movie has aliens in it?
I don't know. I might just be making all this up, but I know there's a game.
You got me really hopeful that there is a game for the movie Oblivion, but there's not.
I'm going to go grab my Switch, I'm going to open it up, and I'm going to find the game, and I'm going to talk about it, because I really like this game. I'll be right back.
Chris, is the Metroidvania in the room with us?
He comes back. Oh, yeah, by the way, it was Hollow Knight. My bad. Little known game. I don't know too many people that have played that one.
He comes back. Oh, yeah, but sorry. By the way, I've checked myself into a nursing home. Because I'm crazy, apparently.
Checked myself into a nursing home because my name is actually Lewis.
Brought it back, baby.
Oh, the audience loves a callback. Yeah. If I know anything about anything, you just gotta repeat yourself enough times and the people will find you funny.
Yeah, that's how running gags work. Repeating yourself is funny. Uh-huh.
Speaking of guys, hold on. Let me get my headphones back.
Here it comes. It was Hollow Knight.
I swear
it wasn't
God,
aliens at all. It was fucking The Mummy Demastered.
Okay.
The Mummy Demastered.
I don't know where I got aliens from. Maybe
that's not Tom Cruise. And also, Tom Cruise isn't an aliens. That's Sigourney Weaver.
That's true. I thought, but wasn't Tom Cruise in a The Mummy movie?
He was in the reboot of The Mummy.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they made
the
video game tie-in to that movie without Tom Cruise in it. The Mummy Demastered. It's a 2D Metroidvania. I guess you kill mummies. For some reason, I thought it was aliens. But I haven't played this game in years. I just remember it being really good.
Run around with like a... Oh, wow. You're not in Egypt at all in this. You're playing fucking ghosts and goblins.
I'm surprised it's made by Way Forward. Usually they make pretty good stuff. Their Shantae games are
pretty
fun. It
is really good.
This does look pretty good, though.
It is very good.
I might catch it on sale. I can't imagine that there isn't a reason for this to not go on sale.
I think I did get it on sale. It's on Steam, too.
Yeah. I'm looking at the trailer on Steam.
I'm glad we cleared that up, because that was eating away at me.
That was sitting in the air, yeah. That had to be cleared up.
Oh, so I have to change the display. Yeah, no, that's a Steam Deck game, then.
There you go.
Speaking of Metroidvanias, from the Castlevania series, Aria of Sorrow, Dawn of Sorrow. Great games. I love games that let me steal enemy abilities. And that's like the main gimmick of those games.
Oh, you get to Kirby your way through?
Yeah, Kirby your way through the game.
No, enemies drop their souls, which you absorb, which gives you special moves.
Okay, that sounds like Kirby. Like,
well, yeah, but, like, Kirby, it's like a...
He eats the whole body.
Right.
And poops it out and keeps the soul for himself.
And can only equip one at a time.
Oh, shit.
Soma, the main character, can equip 3 souls at a time. And once you get a soul for, like, say, like, Spear Skeleton, right? You don't... You just have the Spear Skeleton soul. You don't gotta fucking kill multiple... You don't gotta, like, keep killing them.
Okay.
They're just in your inventory. It's awesome.
So could I have the soul of two wolves within me?
Yeah, probably.
Inside you is two wolves. One of them says smoke pot. The other also says smoke pot. You might be a drug addict.
Well, when you put it like that, I guess I should just smoke pot.
Yeah, right? That's what I'm saying for years.
Snoop Dogg says only one person has ever outsmoked him, and it's fucking Dracula.
Is that from an actual interview?
No.
Is that classic fucking video of him at... I don't think it's at the Super Bowl, but where he, like, gives the guard his joint. How could you say no to that man?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, he's just, like, allowed to smoke wherever he goes. Like,
yeah,
I don't, like...
That's Snoop Dogg. What are you gonna do?
He's friends with Martha Stewart. She's a criminal. Can't, you know...
Yeah, she'll fuck you up.
Did you ever see this? We're getting off Halloween topic, but have you ever seen the Big Time Rush Christmas special where Snoop Dogg just shows up?
I think I have once.
Like, I bet, like, there were probably, like, takes that they did where Snoop was just holding a joint and they had to, crop it out of the frame because it's a kid's show.
Snoop directly looks at the camera and says, "Kids,
do drugs.
Smoke up. Yeah. Toke up till you blow up."
Don't you mean don't do drugs? No.
Nah.
This is your brain on drugs. Doesn't that look awesome? So bringing it back to Halloween.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You have your YouTube video, your ghost that you watch every year. Do you have any movies you watch every year? Or any, like, anything that's, like, a favorite?
Favorite? I'll give you fucking... Have you two heard of The Lusty Horde?
Yeah.
Yes, Tim Jennings' show with the fucking the rest of his friends.
Mm-hmm.
He did a Halloween special on it. But for some reason, it's not on Spotify or any of the other ones, but it is on their YouTube channel. I'll send that in here as well. Lusty the Hordesman. It's like 8 minutes long. But it's... I listen to it every year.
Hold up, Boneristas.
What do you want, Josh?
Just wanted to check to see if you girt burpers hooched as much scooch as me tonight, or if you decided to stay here and cry over your limp chimps.
Hey, T, you know Joshy here has a new nickname at school. J-O Josh. What?
Yo, shut your slam trap, fair ass.
I heard he got it after getting nabbed pulling a Carolina tug down right in the middle of Miss Chiptown's class.
Miss Chiptown? Is she the math teacher that looks like Steven Tyler with weird bazooties?
F to the U to the K, you guys. Someday I'm gonna have a sick-ass boat, a real one. And every weekend I'll be out on that boat, pooch scooching, grabbing trabbing, pulling down the sickest nuncheritas you've ever seen. But you're not gonna get none of it. None. I'm out of here.
Hey, keep hand jiving, J.O. Josh.
Loser.
I also like taking the time to watch a couple Scooby-Doo movies.
Nice.
None in particular, but I there's so many of them things.
Sorry, I'm copying an album link from Spotify because I just thought of there's like a Halloween album I listen to every year. It's only been out for 3 years at this point. It's by Kim Petras.
I'm gonna have to give this a go then.
It's a jam. It's one of those albums that's designed to be like listened through because like the songs bleed into each other. But
oh hell yeah, I love those.
Mm-hmm. You should listen to Super Ghostbusters. By Varg Skelethor, also known as Joel Finesauce. So what he does for this album is one day he lost internet, right? So he took this like shitty Ghostbusters MIDI and proceeded to record himself losing his mind. As he just keeps like fucking like distorting it and whatever and just doing all kinds of weird remixes to it.
That's great.
Half the time he's not even talking about Ghostbusters.
I always loved watching him just destroy Windows with Bonzi Buddy.
Oh yeah.
I gotta see this now.
Yeah, Super Ghostbusters.
Man, I go up at night and eat your cheese! Ah! But one day you find out there is a red man inside the basement and you call the cops, but the cops don't take it seriously, so you call the Ghostbusters instead! The Ghostbusters are ill-equipped. They only have ghost-busting weapons, but they should have brought a shotgun. But I have a gun, so I kill them instead. Oh no, it's murder.
Is that just like a haunted house soundtrack?
Yeah, I just found a haunted house ambient soundtrack. I've just been listening to it.
Yeah, I'm gonna put that on like 5% volume in the background.
Are you ready for my spooky cock?
The ghost fucks you to death, but you don't get off, so then you have to, like, be a ghost yourself because you never got fulfilled.
Until you get off, yes, yeah. The cycle returns anew, yeah.
And then he got off business. Because he killed you, so now you have to be the new gay ghost and find a new one.
Exactly.
Oh. I wonder how that curse would affect, you know, asexuals.
That's a good point. You just be stuck forever. You're just like, well, this is my fate.
Would it even apply at that
point? Yeah, that's a good point, because you wouldn't have the desire to...
Exactly, like, your spirit would pass on, because, like, oh, I've already got my fix.
Yeah, I mean, blah, 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 asexuality is a spectrum, blah, blah, blah.
That's true.
Some of them might be a little annoyed if you're, like, sex favorable, right?
Yeah, right. Or you just like you just can't help but fuck the letter A.
You're demisexual ghost. You have to get to know the person first for a while.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you have to fucking befriend them.
Maybe that's the story of Casper.
Oh no!
That's a
Those
child.
Are children.
That is a child. You can't do that. He never even like gained that yet. Like puberty never applied to him, so he's just stuck as a little kid.
You're right. But there are the three old men ghosts that are really fucking disgusting.
Oh, yeah, no, those guys gotta fuck.
Those guys are definitely going for stuff.
Those guys fuck. Like, they possess... Have you ever seen fucking Wendy Meets Casper, where it's with this little girl and, like, three adult witches, and then Casper and his three ghost friends, and then they just all, like, meet up, and then the three ghost friends all possess three guys... And then they dance with the witches and shit. Like, they fuck for sure.
Yeah, that's a clear metaphor right there.
Exactly.
I think I had that movie on VHS.
I remember watching that movie on DVD in, like, the back seat of my dad's car, like, on repeat. That was one of, like, three DVDs that we had.
Mm-hmm.
So we just watched that one. Ever... I could not tell you another thing about that movie aside from what I just said. That's all I remember of it.
I had a... Game Boy Advance cartridge that had the Pickles episode of SpongeBob and the first episode with Mermaid Man and Barnacle Boy.
Oh, yeah? The Game Boy cartridges. That's wild they're able to fit that in there.
Yeah, I mean, the fucking video quality was not good, but, you know, I could watch those SpongeBob episodes whenever I goddamn wanted to.
Those two particular episodes, yeah.
Did the Game Boy Advance have an e-reader as well, where you could, like, read books?
The
Game Boy Advance had a device called the e-reader on it, but what it did was you plug it into your Game Boy, and then you, like, scan a card with a barcode on it, and it was basically DLC before DLC was a thing.
Yeah, it was basically Amiibo.
Kinda.
Classic Nintendo, always just looking for a way to make a couple more dollars.
Yeah, but the thing is, like, those things are fucking, like, for a piece of paper with a barcode on it, to look and try to buy one, it's gonna net you hundreds, or it's gonna cost you hundreds.
Oh my god.
It's fucking insane, because they were not very common, especially in America. Because they were not, like, they weren't huge here, but, like, in Japan, they have a lot more of them, and you can, like, import it for a little bit cheaper. But with the shipping costs, it's basically the same amount.
I'm glad I never got into video game collecting. It's an expensive hobby, that's for sure.
It is. I remember back when I was in, like, 9th grade, like, 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago at this point, I was I collected a lot of GameCube games in that specific time. So 10 years ago, I bought a bunch of GameCube games for like 20, 30, 40 bucks each. And then now I look at those same games I have, and they've fucking tripled in value at least.
Oh, yeah. I got a copy of the original Smash Bros. I'm pretty happy with that.
Yeah.
I used to, like, wake up worried that my parents might have sold my stuff while I was away.
Oh, God.
Oh.
Fucking the original... So on the N64?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, the original Super Smash Brothers with the fucking announcer just screaming.
Yeah.
Donkey Kong!
Oh, DK64, yeah. That, give it to me. When I'm like 70, they're like, we can upload your consciousness into a video game if you'd like. I'd be tempted to go with DK64. That island's pretty. Then again, I've 100% completed it twice, once in 24 hours, once in 19 hours. I think I might get bored of the afterlife kind of quick.
19 hours straight?
Not straight. It was over multiple sessions.
You're like going for the fucking world record 100% speed run.
I will clarify, it was 101% because DK64, you gotta get that 201 bananas.
That's true, you gotta get the big ass, golden ass banana, you gotta get the fucking Rareware logo, you gotta get the fucking coin, you gotta get the N64 logo, you gotta play the arcade game.
Twice.
Oh yeah. My god, as a kid, I've come to the conclusion that the 6 hour time difference between my two runs was just playing the original Donkey Kong arcade game. I fucking was so bad at it as a kid.
It took you 6 hours to beat it.
I'm pretty sure, man. I would literally just sit in front of the TV trying, and an hour would go by, and I probably would just turn off the console. I wouldn't even save. So it's probably more, which is embarrassing to admit.
This hypothetical of uploading your consciousness into a video game.
Yeah, let's explore that.
Do I have to be the protagonist? Or do I just live in the world?
Or you're an NPC.
Yeah, it's hard to say, because, I would say if it's at that point, you'd be able to do whatever you want. So
yeah, you would be able to pick.
Okay. I'm thinking Spyro.
Which
one? Oh, shit.
I'm thinking Spyro 3.
Year of the Dragon. What a call.
Yeah.
Are you going to be Spyro, or are you going to be the other guy?
So here's the thing.
Oh,
the
where he's going with this.
Oh, where am I going with this?
Never mind. I know where my mind went with it, and I would like to be Chester the Cheetah, because he gets to be with the bunny. But that's all.
His name's not Chester. It's fucking Hunter. Fraud alert.
Hey, Spyro. It ain't easy being cheesy.
That guy's a fucking dickbag.
Glide over here and have some crunchies.
No, Hunter's a dickhole. Fucking, hey, Spyro, check out this sick skate park. I know you're trying to fucking save these baby dragons, but
I'll give you one if you beat my time. Like, he just has them hostage.
And it's like, buddy, what?
Buddy, you're my friend.
Oh, yo, sick. You got 20,000 points? You've done it. Here's a child.
Hey. Here's a child, yeah.
Hey, Hunter, do you like participating in a genocide? Because that's what you're doing right now by not giving me that egg.
Buddy is attracted to the bunny, what are you going to do?
Ace, which character are you going to be then? In Spyro 3, specifically.
I mean, getting cool magic like Bianca would be neat, right? But then I would have to deal with the existential horror of all the Rule 34 about me. Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to go with Spyro and still deal with the existential horror of all that Rule 34 about me, but I'm a funny little dragon guy.
You're a funny little dragon guy voiced by Tom Kenny. You get to run around and fucking fly and shit. That's pretty cool. That's a pretty cool deal.
Yeah, no, I'm going to go with Spyro.
The egg thief in that game, the sound effect of it laughing at you is just burned into my mind. Yep.
Oh yeah,
fuck that guy.
Dude. Okay, so I didn't have the Spyro games growing up, right? Not until a little bit later. But what I did have was Crash Bandicoot.
Whoa!
And Crash Team Racing.
Whoa!
And guess what? On those games, you get Spyro levels like as little bonuses. Back when the video game industry was good.
Yeah. Back when they tried.
Back when fucking it wasn't completely back when they tried to actually make a good product instead of remastering Last of Us 2 again.
That game just came out. What the fuck are they remastering it for? It just came out. Like, it's still current gen.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, even better rope physics.
I don't care.
What the fuck could they possibly add? That game's a fucking masterpiece already.
Hey, you know what I miss from video games? Spitting power-ups.
Right, yeah.
The guns in GTA used to fucking glow and spin. You know?
Yeah, like you knew what you were picking up. Like you could see it from across the street. It's just floating in midair, hovering 3 feet above the ground in a purple aura. You can just grab it, and then you have a gun now.
Yeah, I was playing Sleeping Dogs a little bit, right? And the collectibles in that game shine with the unmatched power of the sun. And you know what? I appreciate that. It's a video game-ass video game thing. Mm-hmm. Especially when they appear, like, in cutscenes, which is always hilarious. But, like, yeah, I appreciate it. You know? It's a nice little video game thing. I'm still listening to Super Ghostbusters. I'm gonna pause it now.
I listened to like a couple seconds of it. I'm gonna definitely listen to it later.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
So back to fucking video game character in video game realm.
Yeah, where are you going, yeah, Chris?
I've had some time to think about it. I feel like what I would do is probably, I just want to be like a fucking, like the stableman from Breath of the Wild or Tears of the Kingdom or something. I just want to be an NPC in that game and just run around and do cool shit. Like, I don't necessarily want to be Link because his stakes are pretty high. I just want to, like, fuck around and find out.
Being Tails or Amy wouldn't be that bad.
You just die constantly and just keep getting brought back.
I mean, yeah, sure.
Like, you're just... Every time Sonic runs past, you just, like, drown, and then you just get brought back, you're right next to him again.
Yeah. Wow, my head's spinning!
Tails, don't do drugs!
Fucking Tails,
you ever see the
Sonic
fucking
here.
You ever see the fucking, the Sonic Says? Like, his little PSAs that he had?
Sonic Says, don't do drugs.
Yes.
Sonic Says,
Tails, don't smoke that! That's bad for you! But Sonic, it makes me look cool!
Like, that's literally the plot of one of them.
Give me my smokes!
Smoking's bad for you, you know?
No, it's not! Try it!
Whoa, little bro! That smoke will make you choke!
It doesn't make me...
Smoking is for dumbbots! It's bad for your health, and it stains your teeth, so don't be a fool. Smoking isn't cool.
Whoa, little buddy, don't
smoke that.
Don't put yourself in the dryer.
It'll make you dizzy. It'll make you more than that. It'll fucking kill you. Tails, don't jump in the dryer.
But Tails, Sonic, I'm having so much fun.
Whoa, my head's...
Tails, don't put a toaster in the bathtub.
But Sonic, it's a new... Dr. Eggman told me it was a new power-up!
Oh. It won't do that!
I'm just curious, like, where the money for these PSAs came from. Because nobody's doing this out of the kindness of their heart, right?
Fucking Nancy Reagan.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Because, like, so I have Nancy Reagan to thank for, like, the fucking G.I. Joe PSAs? Because those... That... Yeah. I don't know if you've ever seen the edited G.I. Joe PSAs. Gold. Comedy gold.
Yeah, fucking pork chop sandwiches.
You ever see the one? It was a fucking...
Stop all the downloading.
It was like a fucking Disney Junior show about fucking pirates or something. And it was this fucking kid pirate. And then it was just like... Always remember, kids, a good pirate never takes another person's property.
What?
Like, that's literally what a pirate is. I don't know what the show was called. I just know it was like a Disney Junior or like a Nick Junior or whatever. It was just one of those. And it was a lunchbox that had this. It was a picture of that. I don't know if I'd ever be able to find that. I'll look for a minute if you want.
But yeah, basically Nancy Reagan was like, my husband has dementia. A bunch of little weird PSAs and commercials. Oh, yeah.
What show is this?
Jake and the Neverland Pirates, I believe.
Right, I knew it was a Peter Pan thing. I had a feeling.
How do I know that?
The Jay and the Shoe help?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that backwards Jay hurts my mind.
Okay, here's the thing, right? I don't watch the show, right?
You just know
for some reason. Well, yeah, because I
yo ho ho at a UFO.
My cartoons that I do watch, right? Mm-hmm. And then I'll just be like, huh, that's on there, huh?
Well, like commercials for other shows and shit.
Yeah, yeah. Or like, like the show will be on there.
Like the splash page will have it, and you'll be like, oh, okay, that exists.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That exists. I'm not going to watch it. This is not my demographic. You know, I'll watch Word Girl, thank you very much. And why am I watching Word Girl? Because it's actually a pretty funny show, and it does have Tom Kenny in it, and he does play someone with, like, a weird, messed up brain, much like Ice King, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, so instead of an ice crown taking over Tom Kenny's character, in Word Girl, he plays Dr. Two Brains. He has two brains. What? One of the brains is that of a rat that's evil and wants cheese. And all of his schemes are to steal cheese.
Now that's how you write a villain.
He's a grown man, a doctor no less, does not have the financial funds to go to the store and purchase cheese. He just has to steal it specifically.
No!
Rat brain doesn't understand money.
Listen. He steals the cheese. He buys the crackers.
What?
Oh, he has class. I understand.
So So he does buy things from the store, but he also steals the cheese.
Yeah.
That's fucking weird. I love it.
Yeah. And Word Girl is really funny because she's like a fucking third grader or whatever, right? And mm-hmm. So her villains are kind of fucking pushovers. But, like, they have, like, a weird, like, almost friendly Doofenshmirtz and Perry the Platypus-esque relationship with each other. Right?
Right. I've seen, like, one episode of this show. Now you're jogging my memory a little bit. It's about, like, a girl who's good at words, and that somehow makes her
unrelated
a superhero.
Completely unrelated to her superheroing. She just
that's even better. Her name's Word Girl, but her powers do not have anything to do with words or letters or anything of the sort.
No, her powers are the Superman suite. It's fine, right?
Oh my god.
And the narrator is played by Jerry Smith from Rick and Morty.
Oh, now you're turning me to this show. I want to check it out.
Yeah.
Ooh, it's even got Patton Oswalt in it. Nice.
Yeah.
So A-list cast here. Holy shit.
Yeah, and Word Girl, like, one time...
Fucking Ed O'Neill from Married with Children was an episode. He was a background character.
Yeah, so, so the narrator is about to do the fucking meanwhile, and then Word Girl's, like, she stops the title card from, like, changing the scene, and he's like, what are you doing? She's just like, can you just tell me where they are? And he's like, that's not how we do things, Word Girl.
That's some meta stuff. Like, that's super meta for a kid's show. My god.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, and then she tricks him into revealing where they were. And she's like, I'm sorry. And he's like, no, you're not. And she's like, no, I'm not.
So her superpowers also relate to talking, to communicating with higher beings as well. That's great.
I mean, the narrator's like a character in the show. He has input. Yeah. Other characters acknowledge him.
Oh, right. So it's like Wizard Scroll, then.
What happens if you kill the narrator?
Ooh.
The Word Girl villain arc.
You can't... there is actually a little bit of a Word Girl villain arc. This one lady comes down. She might be played by Jane Lynch? I'm not sure. Oh, by the way, Wizard Scroll character idea. Jane Lynch.
Who's that?
No, like it's like Jane Lynch, but
Jane
but
Lynch,
a witch.
But Jane Lynch.
Yeah,
that's a good character idea. Why don't you keep that for yourself? I want it like next story that you come out with. It's got to have this in it then.
Sure,
it's your idea. I'll keep it.
Yeah, maybe.
I might steal it one day. Who knows?
I mean, you fucking stole New Orc.
all of Jane Lynch's background people are there. She's still Jane Lynch, so they're still doing like the singing from. Fuck my god, what's that show? Glee.
Glee. Yeah. Anyways, this villain, she just starts. She comes down and she's like, "Oh man, we're going. You know, you really have a lot of power, don't you? Why don't you fucking use it?" And then she just starts like beating up her villains, right? Because she's like another superhero, but she starts like beating up her villains and starts just like being super fucking mean to them, and they're just like, "Hey, stop!" Like she's a fucking bully. Right? And it's kind of funny, but also you're like, oh man, Word Girls, this is like your black suit arc. Stop doing this.
Black suit.
Yeah, like in Spider-Man. Like
Tobey Maguire just walk over pointing at people and snapping his fingers and shit.
I'm gonna put some dirt in your eye.
Let me get some brownies with nuts, please.
I'm gonna put some dirt in your
eye. Pocket sand.
Put some dirt in your brownies.
Whoa! You want forgiveness? Get religion!
I bet Black Suit Spider-Man in particular would be the kind of guy to just go into someone's house and drop an upper decker and leave.
Yeah! Yeah, he doesn't care.
He knows the fucking Green Goblin's fucking secret identity. So he sneaks into his house, shits in the tank of his toilet, and then leaves without another trace. And then Green Goblin comes home after a long day of goblining it up out there. He fucking like, pisses in the toilet, flushes it, and it starts running brown. And then he just notices the scent in the air.
Shocker!
Starts having an argument with himself over who did it.
Yeah, right?
It wasn't me. I'm just
a goblin. I'm your...
Why do you think it was me? I'm you, fucker.
Fucking Spider-Man 4, let's do it. Send the script to Sony, it writes itself.
Yeah. But, shocker! I'll chase you to the ends of the earth! Shit in your toilet! Shocker!
That's some fucking voice acting, that clip.
Oh, yeah. It's good stuff. Ugh. Halloween, huh?
Halloween is a great time for many, many, many different things can be enjoyed in the spooktacular month of Orktober.
Okay, so I have a question for you guys.
Let's hear it.
Have you ever gotten a razor blade in your candy?
No.
Was that just an excuse for parents to, like, steal some Reese's cups or whatever?
I think so. Because, like, I personally have never experienced it. I've never heard of anybody who has personally experienced it. And I've never, like, even seen anything online unless it was clearly doctored or a joke. Oh, watch out, guys. I found an entire Target store inside of my Hershey's bar and shit like that.
I remember seeing in the news last year for, like, literally the first time ever, first recorded case in Canada, someone put drugs in someone's candy. And it's like,
why would you give away drugs?
It's so expensive. I can barely afford my own drugs.
You could sell, though, if anything, if you're going to be a criminal doing drugs and such and having those in your possession, you could do a lot better things than give them for free to children.
Nancy Reagan, I don't think you know how drugs work.
They put drugs in the candy.
Hey, kid who has $7 in their entire life savings.
The first hit's free.
Do you want some black tar heroin? You'll have the means to give me money for this black tar heroin, which is expensive to distribute.
Exactly. Like, no one's doing that.
Something they always forgot to say about peer pressure is that you probably won't be able to actually afford the cocaine, so you don't have to worry.
That's true.
Yeah, or just, like, be a dweeb anyways and no one will want to pressure you.
Yeah, no one's going to offer me cocaine, so.
Yeah.
They were really, during that part of the class, they were talking to, like, three kids in particular. They're like, we know it's coming.
It. Yeah.
The rest of us were just have, like, oh, gosh, I sure hope I don't do drugs.
Oh, man. Wait, hold on. If I do drugs, I get to hang out with fucking Bugs Bunny. the Muppet babies, the Smurfs.
The Garfield. Eagle from the Muppets is definitely
two of
there.
The Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles will be there as well.
Yeah,
just two of them. They couldn't get the whole cast.
They couldn't get the full TMNT.
They were busy doing drugs.
They're from two different reboots, though.
Oh, weird.
And they're both Donatello.
Whoa. Across the Donatello-verse.
Is he the one with the stick? I always forget.
Yeah.
He's the purple one, right?
Fucking classic shit stick.
Oh, speaking of purple guys, are you guys excited for the Five Nights at Freddy's movie?
I couldn't give less of a shit. Not to deflate the conversation, but I've never been a FNAF person. I saw that gameplay loop of like, oh, I just get jump scared, the worst thing.
Yeah.
Like, you know what a scary game to me is? The fucking opening levels of BioShock.
That's a different kind of horror for sure. Like Five Nights at Freddy's, once you see the jump scares once, it's not scary anymore.
Yeah.
That's why it's memed on for the past. It's almost 10 years old. It turns 10 next year.
Oh my god.
And now they got a fucking movie. They got so many games. Like, people love this franchise. I feel like fucking MatPat has been milking that franchise for 10 years. Yeah. I still, like, every once in a while, I'll just, like, check up. I'll pop in. I'll be like, what's this one about? And he's just talking about the fucking most, like, random shit. I'm like, where the fuck did you get this information from? He's like, oh, if you read chapter 4 of Scott Cawthon's 78th fucking book about...
No, not doing that.
You'll find that this character was injected with liquid metal from the endoskeletons of Foxy, and this caused them to fucking turn into an animatronic. Shit, fuck, I wouldn't be surprised if that wasn't a plot already.
That's not how that works. That turns you into a Wolverine.
Like, it's just as wild as that, if not more so.
Oh, wait, I'm just hearing now, apparently, Matt, he's on the line. Well, let's patch him through. Maybe he can clear things up. Hey, Matthew, can you hear us?
Hello, Howard!
Hi, hey, Matthew. Matthew.
So we were just talking about your recent game theory video. Could you just, walk us through this, how you come to this conclusion?
Well, Howard, if you'd access the post-it note room, you'd see how the person writing the notes is saying...
Well, no, I got to that part of the video, Matthew. What I'm confused about is how that...
Don't cut me off.
Excuse me?
As I was saying, so the post-it notes clearly detail
I understand that, but with all that you're saying, I feel like there needs to be some more evidence to come to this
wild
conclusion.
Well, maybe if you take your head out of your own ass for 5 seconds, understand.
Now hold on,
facts,
all right. You go into
the
my
VHS
show
filter,
and you ask
name,
me some
the therapist
get out of here.
Dialogue.
I said hang up on it. Hang up on it.
Hi. I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
At Thanksgiving, my cousin was watching the most brain dead YouTube kids content I've ever seen. And I just don't understand. Like, I get that, like, oh, kids these days. But I look at the stuff I watched when I was a kid, and I still can see the value in it. I can still get why I watched it. I don't even think he understands why he's watching it, sort of thing. Like, he's scrolling through YouTube shorts, and it's like, yeah, you're doom scrolling, but a 6-year-old shouldn't be doom scrolling.
That's true. It's fucking sad. Like, I catch myself doom scrolling all the time, and it's just fucking Instagram reels about, like, fucking Dragon Ball Z clips, fucking Pokemon, like, the new fucking DLC that came out, how fucking Mamoswine has been buffed for the new Teal Mask DLC, and I get fucking... just that over and over, and like SpongeBob clips and Family Guy funny moments get tossed in every once in a while. I'm like, why am I sitting here watching this? I got shit to do.
Yeah.
It's just sad. Like, everybody's fucking like that now. It's sad. Like, ever since YouTube and Instagram decided to copy TikTok into making it the short form fucking Doom Scroll City, it's just fucking, it's just, like, I keep my phone on grayscale now.
And to discourage it?
Like, it just, like, keeps me less allured to, it just keeps me less allured to my screen.
Interesting. Yeah, I was, like, when I was home for the weekend, for the wedding this weekend, like, sitting around with my parents at the end of the day and there's not much going on, instead of like talking or even like watching a show together, sure, you're not doing much, but at least you're doing that.
Yeah,
like they're just each individually sitting on their phone scrolling through for like hours, and it's like, well, it's bedtime now. It's like
fucking revelation of them all, really. And it's the man-made horrors beyond our comprehension.
Yeah,
like it's disgusting.
I question if, as a child, I would have been able to wait enough to eat the second marshmallow. I don't think I would have passed that test.
I don't know. I was a good boy. I might have done it.
That's true. I was pretty scared of my parents. Well, so.
The second marshmallow would have been tempting, though.
I gamed through it because, like, my teacher was like, all right, if you wait, though, you get a second marshmallow. I was like, then I want fucking two.
Yeah, but, like, here's the thing. But if you wait, that first marshmallow is going to get all dry and crusty before you put it in your mouth.
Yeah, but then I would have two, though.
I guess. But, like, fuck, yeah. Man, that marshmallow's looking real good.
So marshmallow is definitely one of, like, the worst candies. It's okay on occasion at, like, a campfire,
yeah,
but, like
a s'mores kind of deal, yeah. But by themselves,
if I got a marshmallow for Halloween, I'd be pretty disappointed.
Like, unwrapped, just in a just a loose marshmallow just in your bucket with the rest of your candy. That's disgusting.
Okay.
It's just stuck to something.
All right. No. Worst thing I ever got for Halloween was a fucking Chick Track.
Excuse me. What?
And so Chick Tracks are these small little Christian pamphlets, right? That teach a fucking lesson or whatever about how you should, like, not be, how you should be this guy fucking Jack Chick's very specific version of Christian. And if you don't do it, you end up in hell.
That's a nice little treat. Nice little treat with your candy. Just something to read while you're fucking munching on a Kit Kat bar. You got your Chick Tracks as well.
Yeah.
Here's permission to egg my house. Have a nice day.
There you go. Like, that guy's house got fucking bombed that night.
Yeah, I was like,
with fucking eggs flying, toilet paper, we got it all. You ever got, either of you do that?
So, okay, I was never a bad kid, I never thought, but there was one year where I participated.
I was way too much of a weenie to be a bad kid.
Like, I feel justified in my participation. Like, there is a bit of a story to it.
Let's hear it.
My best friend in the community, his parents pretty well known, so obviously, by going with him, you create yourself as a target. The owner of the grocery store in town, a very small town, one grocery store, 300 people sort of thing, he would egg us every year without fail. We'd go to his house, get candy, and as we're walking away, the eggs would hit us in the back every year. So one year, we said, fuck this. We gotta think ahead. We gotta plan. So my friends got a new fridge. And they took that and they made the box into like a giant Oreo box. And he made a shelf on the inside of the box where he taped a thing of eggs. So when we got to that house and then we did our trick-or-treating and got our candy, knowing he was going to immediately come back with eggs, we hid behind the box. Guy comes out the front door and we just let loose on him. He didn't do it to us ever again. I think he learned his lesson. But yeah, that was a shitty adult doing shitty adult things, and I was glad he learned.
Like, this guy owns the grocery store, so you know he's got fucking thousands of eggs in his house.
He's fucking good to go, and they could be old.
Yeah, right. Like rotten ass egg.
Yeah,
green eggs and ham ass shit.
Well, yeah, I remember getting that Chick Track, right. And I remember reading it, and this was before I picked up swearing, right? And I was like, what is this?
A good Christian never says fuck, bitch, or ass. Oh, these are new vocabulary words.
No, it was like specifically, and I grew up in an agnostic household, right? Like, I did not go to church as a kid, but like, I think I got baptized for my grandparents' sake, right? Mm-hmm. But like, fucking, it was about this kid, right? And he was like, oh boy, I love these ants. And it's like, oh no, I fucking can't save these ants from like a flood or whatever. And it's like, yep, that's God's love. And I'm like, what do you mean? What do you mean that's God's love?
Just ants fucking dying.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, so there's ants to God? There's a whole section of the Bible, I'm pretty sure, where there's some flooding and then God does something about it. But who am I to throw stones?
Yeah, he did that.
He caused the flood and then he was like, oh, but these people, I must say.
Yeah, this one family will be spared. So like, and also one of each or one pair of each animal. So everything from now on will just be inbred to shit.
Yep.
Adam and Eve, who had three sons.
Like, what the fuck was his plan? What the fuck was his plan there?
All right.
What the fuck are we talking about? Oh, the egging. Oh my god. Let me tell you about the fucking time. My brother, my dad, and I. So my dad was in on it, too. He took me, like, my brother and I. We were little kids. He got, all right, kids. All right, boys. We got eggs. We got silly string. And we're just gonna drive around in fucking, like, wherever. Like, this, like, rural area. We just pull up, like just throwing eggs and shit. Like, out of the car window at houses and shit. I mean, one part of this trip in particular, he pulls into a parking lot in between two cars. He opens all the windows and we just unload onto the fucking cars, back out and leave. And we just driving around like this for hours. There was this fucking ice cream shop that had just closed down for the night. You see a guy inside mopping the floors and fucking cleaning and shit. We pull up. He sees us, locks eyes with my dad.
Don't do this.
He's just like nodding his head, no.
That's poor man.
Fucking fresh and clean window. We didn't hit him.
Oh.
He just kept driving after that. Like, he fucking, like, begging with his eyes, don't do this.
This minimum wage worker who's about to have his whole evening ruined, he's like, no. I had to work Halloween and now this.
Like, oh, man. That was, like, we spared him in particular because we, like, but the, like, it was a fucking, like, a nice cars, too. Or one of them was like a minivan, and the other one was like a fucking Cadillac or some shit.
Okay, yeah.
Unloaded indiscriminately.
By the way, I found the chick truck. Yeah, well, did some.
You still have it?
No, I threw that shit out. It wasn't candy.
Oh, I was about to say, you like had this in your pocket still after all these years. Like, if it was that sheet of paper, but with like a mini Kit Kat bar taped to it, that'd be fine. But there's just no candy at all.
Yeah, I liked pencils as a kid, or so, like, if someone got me, like, a pencil, I'd be like, oh, okay, cool.
Okay, I can use this for a few weeks in school or whatever.
Yeah,
send
that's
that,
fine.
Send the fucking thing, I want to read it.
Yeah, okay. It's on a fucking Web.1-ass website, by the way.
Awesome.
I can also read it from the pod.
Oh, even better. Yeah, let's hear it.
Yeah.
Put some holy music in here.
Sorry. I have so many Discord servers. Alright, here's the link.
Alright.
So this is called
Space.
Yeah. So
it's a nice
this
domain.
Is... Yeah, right? So this is called Charlie's Ants. We open up with some little girl and presumably Charlie. And she's like, huh, how are your aunts today, Charlie? And he's like, busy as ever. I love watching them. They're my little friends. Also, he has a face that definitely says, yeah. I piss on them for explicitly.
This is a fucking Upper Decker ass smug right here. This is a the boy level smile.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is his iconic fucking pose right here with the fucking mic, with the magnifying glass like resting upon his or her chin, whatever this fucking kid is.
Yeah.
Looks like a boy. Or it could be a girl, but with short hair. I could see it either way.
Yeah, I mean, Charlie can be whatever. But no, with chick tracks politics, this is absolutely a boy, because wearing pants is probably sinful.
That's true.
And then some upside down child is like, did you hear? Next month, this land will be flooded and become a lake. And then Charlie said, oh no, my aunts.
They're his aunts.
Harris
zooms in. The boy pose where he's screaming in front of the mirror.
Yeah,
could remake this entire thing out of just clips from Home Alone.
With just, just stills of Macaulay Culkin in place of this other boy.
I've got to warn them. Listen to me, little friends. You're in big trouble. You've gotta move to higher ground.
The ants, like, they're ants. Like, what the fuck is what does he expect to do?
Listen, this kid, despite wearing glasses, is not smart.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to save you, slams fucking fist onto the ground.
Onto the ants. So he's killing them now as well.
Literally murders ants.
literally murders ants. How can I make you see? You're all going to die. Fucking Peanuts ass.
Peanuts ass pose. His mouth is open wide. No teeth or tongue can be seen.
Yeah.
He's just fucking screaming bloody murder at these ants.
Charlie, can I use your ants to show you something really important? I guess so. They can't understand you. They're fucking ants.
Yeah, right.
The only way you could warn them is to become an ant. Whoa.
What the fuck is this?
Would you be willing to give up everything you have for them and be hatched, grow six legs, and live under the dirt? I mean, that'd be fine.
Become ant.
Well, worms have kind of a nice life, you know? I don't know.
You just eat and shit. Like, they have two holes, and they can be used interchangeably, right?
Yeah, that's pretty dope. You'd really have to love your ants to do that, Charlie. Oh, yuck!
I love this fucking pose. He's grabbing his own neck.
Yeah,
like, himself out.
He's, like trying to do I think he's, like, trying to do a Rodney Dangerfield, but he doesn't have a tie.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
No respect.
Straightening
no respect
his tie that
all.
He doesn't have, yeah.
Yeah. No respect at all. Let's say you tried to warn them and they didn't believe you. Then they'd be mad at you for telling them they were doomed. Shut up, Charlie, ant version. They'd probably kill you.
Wait, also, why is this? There's just a kid. There's just a fucking evil Knievel-ass little kid. What the fuck's his name? Little Dennis the Menace-ass kid in the background of one of these panels just holding a fucking cat aloft by the tail. What the fuck? Why is he doing a cuckoo crazy with his finger?
Yeah, because he doesn't believe in religion.
Exactly. He's a godless child. He's got a slingshot in his...
Look at him, the way he's operating that cat.
This fucking Bart Simpson-ass smile. He's got the spiky hair. He's got a Band-Aid on his face. And he's got a slingshot in his back pocket. He's just grabbing a cat and fucking that thing screaming. Awful child.
Yeah, that is also a upside down child from earlier. So it's not it's not a new one.
I just thought he spawned in holding a cat.
Also, why does Charlie's aunt in form have glasses? That's pretty funny.
Yeah, that's funny. the glasses shrunk down with him.
Yeah.
They will probably kill you.
Would you be willing to give your lives for those ants, Charlie? No way. I don't love them that much. Nobody ever had that much love. Wrong, Charlie. I know somebody with far more love than that. You do? Yes, it's God. He loves everybody in the world because he capitalized. He has special grammar rules.
That's
created
true.
Them.
And then the Bart Simpson child is just running around in the background of these two panels.
Yeah, he's
fucking,
just fucking
dog.
Terrorizing.
An ant is biting the dog's nose. Like, there's a lot going on in here.
Yeah, goddamn. And they're just prophetizing. A whole Tom and Jerry cartoon is happening.
This kid's got ADHD. Background. I'm saying
it. Like, the boy's chasing the cat. The cat's chasing the dog. And the dog has a fucking ant on his nose.
He's been in six frames, and he's never done the same thing once.
Yeah. In fact, he made everything, Charlie, beam and smile. But long ago, the people God made were in trouble.
Wow, like my aunts?
Far worse, Charlie. It all started when Adam and Eve sinned by disobeying God. Their sin was passed down to all of us.
And then there's Bible verses in the bottom of the panels now.
For all have sinned, Romans 3:23a. Don't you love that kind of fucking, your grandma fucked up, so now we're gonna kill you? Isn't that great?
Yeah, fuck around and find out for all generations to come.
I love how you got this on Halloween. Like,
right?
A pagan holiday, if you want to go that far.
God cannot allow sin into heaven, so we all deserve to go to hell.
And then it's a fucking picture of a fucking gremlin with horns and a tail, so Satan-ish, probably is Satan, just grabbing Charlie, like Charlie's like a surfboard, pretty much. He's holding him under one arm as he runs off.
That's most Danny DeVito Satan I've ever seen.
Yeah, dropped in a pedeca.
But God loves us and doesn't want us to go there. How do you suppose God up in heaven could save us, Charlie? It's not like he could just stop the hell system. You know, but with his omnipresence and omnipower.
Hey, Satan needs that. You're not going to take that away from Satan, are you?
I get it. He'd have to leave heaven and become a man, right?
Yeah, that's just what he did, Charlie. Again,
just
capital
what he did, Charlie, with a capital H.
Yeah, capital H, because again, this guy's so fucking important, he needs his own special grammar pronouns. God the Father sent God the Son, parentheses Jesus, from his beautiful throne in heaven to earth, not capitalized. So, like, to fucking dirt. To be born as a baby in a smelly stable.
God became a man.
30 years later, Jesus warned the people about hell and taught them to love God and each other.
MT 23:33:1.
That's like some weird knockoff version of they hated Jesus because he spoke the truth or whatever.
Yeah, right.
Hey, let's turn the next page. Most rejected his
no
message.
Fucking way.
It's literally the same.
Shut up.
They hated Jesus for he told them the truth. Gal 4:16.
I didn't think I'd be finding the origin of that meme today.
Hey, guess what? I didn't either, actually. But his main reason for coming here was to pay a terrible price to get rid of our sins.
1 Pet 3:18 and ADHD child's note, grabbing onto the girl and climbing a tree. What the fuck is wrong
He's climbing a tree while also grabbing her by the arm with his tongue out. He's going to lick her elbow.
Jesus loves us so much. He was willing to die for us in our place.
There's a whole B plot going on. There's nothing to do with any of this God stuff.
Yeah, it's just, the artist wanted to draw something fun.
They arrested him and hurt him real bad.
Yeah, they hurt him.
One way of putting it.
Hurt him real bad. They fucking
hurt him all the way.
Greater love hath no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his friends. John 15:13.
Oh, this is a double wide panel, too.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my. That's gruesome.
Fuck. Jesus shed his...
Jesus Christ shed his precious blood to wash away our sins. He died, was buried, and 3 days later he arose from the dead.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, parentheses Jesus. We know, man.
We know who the son is at this point. It's been established several times.
No, there's also Benjamin. He's all right.
What?
Yeah, you know, Benjamin, he's like a line cook.
Wait, Jesus has a younger brother?
No, I'm making shit up.
Is that canon?
No.
I was about to say, like, what the fuck? I don't think I recall that one.
I don't think so, anyways.
God, could you imagine being the fucking younger brother to Jesus?
Oh my God, be like...
That's the ultimate Luigi right there.
Yeah, right. The super Christ bros.
Aw, man, you get to have, like, who's got a better dad competition. Mine's a carpenter. Oh.
Oh. Mine's the creator of the universe. Yeah, that... Those who ever believed in him shall not perish in hell. Yeah. In hell, but have everlasting life. John 3:16.
Love how hell is not capitalized.
No.
That is weird.
Yeah.
I would have thought that it would be, because it's also a proper noun.
Yeah. Jesus did all this to save us.
And it's just a fucking double wide spread of Jesus on the cross. Like, you see his silhouette and it's kind of glowing a little bit, and everybody, it's just dark and fucking stormy out. And he's just boarded up there, like dying, I guess. Yeah. We're already dead.
Yeah, almost Junji Ito in a way.
And then the next panel is just this fucking kid's face again.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like berserk for Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
Wow, God did all that for us? Yep, that's the greatest love story I have ever heard. Jesus wanted to fuck us all. That's not all, Charlie. Jesus went back up to heaven to build beautiful mansions that those who are saved will live in forever.
Hmm. That seems like the rest of that. You were following me up to
this
point.
You've lost me.
But now you've lost me.
Heaven's just home ownership, Charlie.
Home ownership. Central air in a fucking...
I swear to fucking God, if you eat avocado toast, you will go straight to hell!
Oh, damn, that's all in this cartoon, too. That's crazy.
Am I saved, Sarah, whose name I'm just getting in page 19 out of 24? No! Only those who have received Jesus by faith are saved. I want to go to heaven, Sarah.
ADHD child joins in for his first speaking line of the whole thing on page fucking 20.
Me too!
You must believe that Jesus died on the cross for you. Then ask the Lord Jesus to forgive your sins and come into your heart. Ew, gross. That's not healthy. And become your own personal capital S Savior. For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Romans 10:13.
She just has the Bible open.
After they prayed. I feel great.
Me too.
Charlie, Jesus is now your best friend. Fuck everyone else. They have fallen, Charlie. He will always be there with you. Helping you. Now I'm gonna tell everyone about him.
Me too.
Purr.
The cat and the dog, they're all in harmony now.
Yeah. Are you safe?
Hi there. Have you heard about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ?
Are you saved? I've saw beyond the veil.
I saw beyond the ants.
If not, ask the Lord Jesus to become your savior. Right now. Right fucking now.
Right now, kids.
Do it. Do it. Do it now.
Do it. Kill him.
And then if we go to the next page, and it's just a fucking, like,
how to become a religious.
Yep.
All the lessons, all the things to buy from this guy's site. And then there's a QR code.
Yep.
And a price tag and shit.
Yep.
Oh, wow. What a fantastic tale. Well,
I linked one of the other ones I saw just, like, quickly, the drugs one. Just, like, the first frame of it, I was like, okay, I'm good.
Let me just see this bully frame, man.
Clonk.
It's fucking stock photo.
Jesus Christ.
I cannot believe that just happened.
You let him on, and you think he's going to talk to you. I mean, he does that. That's completely crazy. That's completely crazy. What's that? We got a...
Well, thank goodness. We got a voice of reason, Markiplier calling in. Let's let him on. Mark, what do you think about what you're saying?
Hello, everybody. My name is Markiplier, and I just want to say I think Matt Pat is entirely right. If you were just to let him finish,
he'd
explain.
Say you again? What are you
Fuck
doing?
You, Howard. Do you know who I am? I own food theory, motherfucker.
Oh, that was the spookiest tale I've ever heard. It's all about death and fucking destruction and ant genocide and flooding and all these terrible things. What a spooktacular tale for the season.
Happy Halloween. Except the Lord Chief.
I just dropped an upper decker at Ace's house.
No!
Oh shit, he better not get my toilet.
Jesus, why didn't you protect me from this?
You didn't accept him as your savior.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Are you there?
I think I'm getting something.
Why are you recording?
For science.
Did you hear that?
We're a little off schedule. Maybe it's the aliens.
I'm studying electromagnetic phenomena and anomalies.
I don't think losing people is scary. I just don't want to do it anymore.
Just together we...
Radio check, who's this?
I didn't do it!
You never do anything!
We should still be secure.
Are you safe?
The walkies again.
Who are you?
Comfort.
I am not doing it on purpose.
You can't bullshit.
I am not doing it on purpose!
Stop. Stop!
Oh, God. I don't like this.
What the hell was that?
I'm not supposed to know that. We're supposed to be innocent.
I feel an ending coming.
Oracle, a sci-fi anthology podcast set in the not-so-distant future. Season 2, Transmission, available in bi-monthly episode releases starting July 1st, 2023. Or listen now to Season 1, Iris, wherever you get your podcasts.